Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, and I am so glad you are tuning in to this episode today. It's one that many of you are who are massaging an idea that you want to launch should definitely listen in on. Here's a brief rundown of what you can expect in this episode. In segment one, What's Happening Now, we're on the trail to impeachment. Rihanna's Amazon collaboration brought us an epic fashion show, and Oprah gave us a lesson on business diversification. In segment two, self-care. Fall is here. New seasons are the perfect time to clean up, declutter, organize, and prep your environment for what's new and next. So important in our everyday lives to have some semblance of organization. In segment three, Black Excellence, I'm spotlighting someone you may not have heard of, but you should definitely watch, Sheena Allen. She is a fintech startup founder of Capway that is focused on serving the underserved in banking. In segment four, The Biz Corner, get to know your customers early. Time to throw away what you know about launching and bring your customers into the equation early on for better results. I'll give you a few tips on what that means. Plenty to cover, so stay tuned. There are no friend hosts in this episode, so grab your tea and let's talk. Segment one. What's happening now? Hey. Welcome to the show. I, for one, am excited to be back on the pod. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. I love sharing, educating, and empowering people. So this is definitely my happy place, even though it's a lot of work. I'm even more excited about the fact that you guys choose to tune in and listen to this show. There are a lot of great podcasts out there. And I'm just grateful that you have mine in your mix, and I pray that it's feeding you. Well, let's get to it, shall we? Y'all know the premise of Beautifully Complicated is to celebrate the fullness of who we are and all that we do. In that, I go beyond talking just business and I talk about other things that impact or fuel your lives. With that being said, let's talk politics. You should be an engaged citizen. I hope you are. I feel like anyone who would listen to my podcast will be the folks that keep up with what's going on in the world to the best of their ability. We're all super busy. We can't hang on to every new thing that happens, but we should know the summary of the events. Well, here's the summary. This past week, Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, made an official announcement of an impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. Y'all know I can't stand Donald Trump. There is nothing more that I need to add about how I feel about this man. Anyway, the announcement came on the heels of a bombshell allegation of a possible quid pro quo by Donald Trump with the president of Ukraine via a phone call or maybe several different communications. We'll see what the investigation determines. The quid pro quo was essentially the release of funds for military aid from the U.S. in exchange for an investigation into Hunter Biden, Vice President Joe Biden's son by the Ukrainian government. Ukrainian government investigated the situation that Trump is alluding to that involved an Ukrainian oligarch and some corrupt financial acts. They investigated this a few years ago. They found that Hunter Biden was not involved and there was no wrongdoing on his part. However, Trump wants the Ukrainians to open the investigation again into a U.S. citizen, Hunter Biden, so he can have something to use to attack Joe Biden on politically ahead of the 2020 election. Yes, the current U.S. president asked a foreign government to investigate a U.S. citizen to help his reelection campaign. And he used U.S. money that was already approved by Congress as his leverage with Ukraine. It's insane. The memo of the call was released by the White House and was pretty damning. And then the next day, the whistleblower complaint was released to the intelligence committees and the public. That was even more damning. The acts alleged are jaw-dropping and the credibility valid. Pelosi opened an official inquiry, and here we are on the road to possibly impeaching Trump. There have been a few more allegations that have come out about some other phone calls with Vladimir Putin, as well as the Saudi crown prince. Also, those calls, transcripts, and memos being placed in a top secret code word worthy server in the White House, where you normally would not put communications like that, that are more political in nature and not that do not involve any type of top secret U.S. secrets or anything like that. So it's very fascinating that they're using the they are using the servers the way that they're using them in the White House. It's interesting that they're hiding communications that the president is having with other foreign leaders that they know could be damaging to him politically. That's a little disconcerting. And they also are, we also had former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who is really caught up all up in this mess big time, because he's been the one going back and forth between Ukraine and the U.S. and kind of being Trump's lapdog in the middle of everything. And he's claiming the State Department sent him, and he has been releasing text messages between him and a special envoy member, Volkner, I believe is what his name is, who has since stepped down because of those allegations. So there is a lot going on, a lot happening very quickly. So please stay tuned. Hopefully we'll be having an impeachment party. I am really, really, really looking forward to that. We'll see how it turns out. He could be the third president ever impeached in U.S. history by the House of Representatives. President Andrew Johnson and President Bill Clinton were the first two. If he is also convicted by the Senate, he'll be the first president ever to have been, but that is highly doubtful since it requires 2/3 of the Senate to vote for conviction. So the world's watching to see what happens next. In other news, Rihanna's Fenty by Savage fashion show was released on Amazon Prime, and it was glorious. Y'all know I'm part of the Beehive and Rihanna Navy, so deal with it. There were great business tips in it, though. First off, Rihanna was very much involved with how the show would look, feel, and run, but also with the lingerie designs themselves. At one point, we see her sketching on the underwear a model is wearing to denote what she wanted to see us to change for that piece's design. And, you know, we all should be highly involved in our businesses. Don't detach yourself so much that the business is no longer you, but it exists as a shadow of yourself. Maintain that connection. Another tidbit I got out of it was a quote she actually said. She said, when you keep yourself up at night trying to figure out how to make history, you're not going to make it. That is a factual statement. Just allow yourself to be you. Do what is in you, that thing that drives you, and you'll find yourself making history without even thinking about it. You won't talk yourself out of it, scare yourself out of it, or force yourself into a situation that isn't of you. Anyway, it's a great show. So check it out if you have Prime. It's pretty cool. It was amazing. One of the best fashion shows I have ever seen. And I have so got to go next year. One more thing in this segment while we're talking about Black businesswomen. Let's talk Oprah. So Oprah announced her collaboration with Apple earlier this month by bringing her Oprah's Book Club to their new TV subscription service. Just this week, she announced the first book she'll be covering at the launch of the Apple TV Plus in November, Ta-Nehisi Coates, The Water Dancer. You're probably thinking Big Whoop, right? Well, actually, yes, Oprah has own the Oprah Winfrey Network. She doesn't need Apple. She could have Oprah's Book Club on her own network. But she didn't. Instead, she's getting paid by Apple for this collaboration, actually bringing more money to her that she wouldn't have had hosting it on her own network, because she's not only connected with the Apple TV service, but also Apple Books, because that's where you can get the ebook. And how will you read it? On your iPad. Oprah was on Ellen this past week announcing her new Oprah Book Club show. And of course, they gave away iPads and Apple Book gift cards. As a businesswoman, it's pretty smart because it's another income stream doing something that she's known for and always is doing without adding cost to her own bottom line on her own network. It's a great way to show how you can diversify your portfolio and monetize things in different ways to bring extra income into your business. I can go all in on this because there really is a lot to unpack, but in the spirit of keeping with time, I'll leave it right there. Also, please, if you're a book lover, if you're a bookworm like me and love books, I actually purchased Ta-Nehisi Coates, The Water Dancer, because this is one of the books I probably definitely will participate in the Oprah Book Club on, because I really do like Ta-Nehisi Coates' writing in the nonfiction world. So as this being his first fiction novel, I am very excited about it. So I started reading it and it is pretty phenomenal. And I really, 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 really recommend it. It's a great book. But anyway, take that lesson with you from Oprah. It doesn't hurt to diversify new and unique ways to bring in money that may be outside of your business, but instead a collaboration with another business. So be smart, business people. Segment 2, self-care. It is finally fall. Fall is my favorite season for many reasons. One is seeing the leaves change to the beautiful reds, oranges, and yellows. Another being the opportunity to really dress. I love fall fashion. I love fashion, but I really love fall fashion. The layering, the different pieces you could wear, the color scheme. I absolutely adore it. So needless to say, I'm excited about the season change. Now I'm just waiting for the St. Louis weather to catch up because summer is still hanging around here. One thing that I find myself doing with entering into new seasons, though, is cleaning and organizing things again. Everyone dives into the idea of spring cleaning, but I think we need to take that mindset into each new season as they come. It's not difficult to see that some of us, not all, tend to fall into clutter and disorganization throughout the season. So what time is better to get it all back in order than the beginning of a new season? Let's talk about how our organizing and decluttering is a great act of self-care. Disorganization does not help when you're trying to find some peace, some balance, and improved productivity. So with that, let's talk about ways to fall clean and get back in the flow. Number one, first things first, clean, clean, clean. Clean up your space, your home, your office, your car. Putting things back in their place and decluttering will help bring clarity back into your life. It's odd what we do in the environment around us, how that impacts us mentally by improving clarity. Break out the cleaning supplies and get to work cleaning up. Number two, organize. Organization is so important to having some sort of peace within. Organize your physical space and digital space. Yes, get those files on your computer and other devices organized too. This was something I was just doing earlier this week. I sat down at my computer and cleaned up all of my files, organized them better, and got rid of stuff I do not need. Break out the trash bags and do that in your physical life too. Toss out what you don't need and want. It's safe to say if you haven't used it within the past year, toss it. It's time to Marie Kondo everything around you. Number three, freshen things up. Get in the spirit of a new season. A new season on the calendar, a new season in your life, a new season in your business. When you open your space up physically and digitally to embrace what is coming, you'll find yourself to be more inspired. So add some fall decor to your office or home, fall scents to fill the air, maybe something with a little vanilla. and update your wallpaper on your computer. There's just small things really that can change a mindset and mentality. Freshening up your environment after cleaning, decluttering, and organizing will bring you a fresh perspective on what's next. Your creative juices will start flowing again because you're like, if you're like me, it's been clogged up the last few months. You'll find yourself refreshed and ready with better clarity on what you need to do and more organized and energized to be productive and get things done. Segment 3, Black Excellence. It's time to spotlight another fearless woman entrepreneur. In this episode, I'm spotlighting someone who is basically my namesake, at least my first name, Miss Sheena Allen of Capway. I received my latest copy of Inc. magazine, which has their top 100 female founders. See how it's done, Forbes. These women are tapped as being the most innovative and ambitious in business, according to Inc. Now, of course, these are the women they know about. So many great women doing amazing things out there with a little fanfare, but I digress when it comes to the lists. Anyway, this list did give me an opportunity to learn about some pretty cool women in business, and I'm always on the hunt for Black women entrepreneurs who are making moves. On one of those women is Sheena Allen. So who is she? Sheena Allen is the founder and CEO of Capway, a financial tech firm. Capway is a tech company focused on bringing bank solutions to the underbanked. Sheena grew up in Mississippi in a community filled with people who had few banking options and used payday lenders and check cashing locations to handle their financial needs. Through Capway, Sheena is focused on ensuring people are not only giving a banking solution complete with a debit card, there's a waiting list for when it launches, by the way, but she also wants to educate people. Financial literacy is something that many people don't have access to, mostly because they've lived in generations of poverty that requires you to solely focus on surviving and not having the stability to focus on future financial decisions and the like. Per the Inc. write-up on Sheena, Capway sells financial education materials to colleges and lets individual users check their account balances and receive transaction alerts. With the debit card that's coming, Capway will take their plan to the next level, bringing more people from underserved communities into the cashless economy of e-commerce and subscription service. This is a wonderful solution to a very real problem. I'd say Sheena understands her customers. This is absolutely a great idea, by the way. She's lived around them. She knows their struggles. She's providing an opportunity to them that will help them step into the future of our economy, which is currently not focusing much on these folks. Excited about what Sheena's doing with Capway. It's pretty cool. She also has an app business, which you can learn more about by visiting her website, SheenaAllen.co. She's definitely doing big things in the fintech field, and I look forward to seeing her do more and witnessing her work positively impacting the lives of so many, especially those living in extreme poverty. Segment 4, The Biz Corner. All right, entrepreneurs, business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, ladies and gents, let's talk about knowing your customers. In the last few episodes, I've been talking about launching, and I've spoken briefly about customers and making sure your product fits what they want. Well, I want to elaborate on that in this episode, because after that, the idea itself, this is the most important part of the process on the road to launch. In my Launch Optimized program, customer assessment is centered. Why? Because what's the point of taking your idea and putting in all of this work, building it out and creating a marketing plan, then launching only to see little to no real results in sales? What is the point? Who has that kind of time, money and energy to waste? Unfortunately, this happens a lot, way too often. In fact, so many entrepreneurs had an idea and ran with it to launch with no results. Then they just gave up. Some of those people decided that entrepreneurship must not be for them, or this thing they thought they could do, they lacked the skills to do it. I want to help change the narrative on that and get you to switch things up a bit. I want to give you a sneak peek into what you should be doing around getting to know your customers and understanding their why, their problem, their migraine problem, and how your idea may or may not fit into the solution. Number one, jot down your ideas. Write it out and get an understanding of what it is you're trying to do and why. Develop what it is so that you have clarity within yourself of what you're trying to do. Oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we know what we want to do, but we struggle with verbalizing it and sharing it with others or having a truly clear understanding of what it is and why it is. So I want you to get clarity first before we even start talking to potential customers. Why, you may ask? Because we have to have an understanding of how the conversations we get from those potential customers fit into the narrative of what we're providing. So go write. Number two, write down who your customer is in your mind. And write down how your product or service fits into their life. This is, again, before you talk to them. This is your opportunity to get some clarity around who you see buying from you and why they are buying from you. Make sure you're honest in this write-up, especially in how your product fits into their life. This isn't the time of dreaming up some ridiculously unlikely persona just to make your idea fit them. Be realistic and honest. Number three. Now, this next part is about to push you out of your comfort zone if you're an introvert like me. You have to go talk to potential customers. You wrote out a persona of who they are now. You got to go where they are and just drum up some casual conversation to feel them out. This will be awkward. It will be uncomfortable. Trust me, though, it's super important. You want to know what they need or will buy your product before you start pouring your all into it. You want it to be viable. You'll learn a lot in these conversations, so take mental notes or real ones if you're bold enough to write while having random conversations with people. It's a little awkward, but hey, do you? Number four, one thing you'll learn from number three is that the first round of interviews gave you good info, but probably still left you with lots of questions. Now you can craft some questions based off of that and go back out and ask stronger questions of potential customers. You may even have a whole other consumer persona that you didn't realize may fit your brand better than you need to reach out to instead. You'll shift. So get comfortable with initial thoughts being wrong. After these better curated interviews are completed, you should have a better idea of what you need to do. Number five, this is where you take those notes and you reassess your ideas. Figure out what works, what doesn't, and what you need to do to move forward. You may have to make some minor tweaks. You may have to do a complete overhaul. You may change a few things about your customer persona. You may throw it out and have a whole new one identified. All of this is fine. It's the whole point of the process, after all. The road to launch isn't an easy one. It isn't clear of all obstacles, but you can at least help yourself out early on in the process and talk to your customers. What you think is what they want or need may not be. And you don't want to waste time and energy in something that won't work or sell. This early work gives you an opportunity to provide a better version of your idea to the customers and get some traction. You'll notice I said better version and not the best version. It will still require work after your launch because you may not be able to create best from the offset, and that's perfectly fine. Better works just the same. So get out there and get to know your customers, folks. And feel free to reach out to me regarding my launch optimized program, and we can collaborate on creating your path to launch, including an in-depth customer assessment focus. Go to my website, www.sheenahunt.com, and check out Launch Optimize. The link is in the show notes. Well, that's the show. Knowing your customer is complicated. Going from idea to customer interviewing is not the way we all know to building a business. It's definitely not what's taught in business school, but it is what works. It optimizes the whole process. You get an idea of what your customers want, and your idea actually fits into their lives before launching. The plan is to actually have customers that will buy, and supplying them with something to buy is the whole point of building a business. Hope my quick tips helped you. If you want more, reach out about Launch Optimize and let's collaborate on your journey to launch. If you haven't already, make sure you like Beautifully Complicated Podcast on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram or Twitter at Sheena D1, S-H-E-E-N-A, the letter D and the number one. Or you can check out my website, www.sheenahunt.com. You like the show? Please rate, subscribe, and share it with family and friends. Make sure you continue the conversations from the show on our page or with those around you. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay connected, stay fabulous, And always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.